This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, how often have you heard this phrase? I'm the business leader, so please don't bother me with invoices. Go and talk to finance. Finance takes care of the invoicing and collecting payment.
Yeah, well, I've heard it a lot. I heard it recently from somebody very senior in a multinational company. The reality is that whether or not you get paid on time is an existential issue. When companies go bankrupt, they do generally go bankrupt because of working capital cash flow issues. Therefore, if the leadership of a company do not take balance sheet issues seriously, then it's it's quite likely that they're going to run into problems, and it's going to be very difficult for other people in their organization to actually pursue those issues in a successful way.
Yeah, in general, though, they tend to think that, you know, finance has its eye on this. It's up to finance to do its job and to chase these payments. Besides, what do I know about finance? My job is to focus on the products and services that we deliver.
The reality is that the tone, your culture, with regard to how seriously you take being paid on time, is set not by finance. You know, however capable finance are, they are generally not involved in the front end of a relationship in any kind of consistent way. The reality is that it's those individuals, the leadership, the commercial areas, marketing, sales, who interact with the new customer or the existing customer, whose attitudes are going to determine whether or not the customer takes the issue of payment seriously. So it's all very well saying that finance should handle this, but the reality is what finance will be doing is they'll be dealing with issues that have already, in essence, been started by other people elsewhere in the organization neglecting discussions on the importance of payment. And I see this time and time again.
Yes. In service organizations, it's probably a worse problem. This whole hierarchy thing that you talked about, and the idea that somehow, you know, it's beneath the consultants to actually chase for payment. Because from a consultancy perspective, you do actually have daily communication, or at least frequent communication, with the customers. You don't want to then have to be talking about invoices. But because, unlike a product which is shipped and then it's at the customer and it's out of sight, a service engagement usually does have a lot more involvement with the customer.
Well, plus you can't take the service back, can you? I mean, if you have a product, you do actually have the sanction that you can stop supplying it, yeah?
Yes.
And if it's a B2B transaction, for example, that could be very serious for your customer. Not that I'm advocating that. The issue here is you need to do the things right at the beginning of the relationship. Any discussion about getting paid that says, oh dear, it hasn't gone well, let's try and do something now. And the overwhelming majority of organizations, as you and I know very well, don't start chasing receivables in any serious way until they're already a problem.
Yes.
What does that do? That ensures really that you never get on top of it, yeah? So you need a culture which says these things are important, and they're as important a part of our professional environment as the quality of our product, the quality of our service. You know, that's what you need to do. You need to bake balance sheet disciplines into your overall offering, and then you need to ensure that that offering as a whole is communicated to customers and potential customers, not just at the beginning, but in a consistent way throughout your relationship.
And what about the consultants themselves? I mean, if you've been called back, you know, don't deal with this customer because they haven't paid their invoice. I mean, as a consultant, do you actually have any escape from this whole conversation about invoicing?
Well, you know, there are ways that, first of all, anyone that has a commercial relationship with a customer should be equipped with language, even if they're only on the delivery side, should be equipped with language that enables them to deal with that conversation in a consistent and professional way.
Well, what sort of language?
I know that I'm very, as a company, you know, we're very disciplined about what we offer you in terms of our service. We think we're very good, and of course we're very disciplined about everything else we do as well, you know, because we're a professional organization and we know you are too. I mean, that's basically the going in assumption is we know what we're doing and we're honest and we're professional and so are you. Yeah, so any question of deliberately varying our terms or not going through with what we've agreed, it doesn't even occur to us.
And that's where the payments also comes in. You take that same professional line about getting paid on time.
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, the way I've put it to clients before, and some clients are kind enough to come back and say that's been a useful insight, is Would you, if you'd agreed to sell a product for a particular price, entertain a customer who then turned around in 3 weeks' time and said, you know, I'm not very happy with that price. I'm actually going to pay you 15% less. And you think that was insane, right?
Yes.
But the reality is that if your payment term is 30 days and your customer decides to pay you in 90 days, they're in effect deducting a couple of or 3% off your margin. So they're in effect arbitrarily deciding that they want to alter the financial deal that you struck, okay? And you need to treat that in exactly the same way. The second thing is to be treated the same way as the first. I don't understand, you know, we had a deal. Did we not have a deal? So you need to take that view, and your commercial team needs to take that view. Because one of the, and we haven't talked about this, but one of the really big issues here is in many companies where your sales team is primarily measured on volume or sales, or orders, or whatever it is, there may be a reluctance to engage with the issue of payments because it may be seen as competing with the desire to achieve growth objectives.
Yes.
Actually, it doesn't compete if it's served up in the right way. But one thing's for sure is that if your salesman gives mixed messages, well, you know, I don't really care whether you pay us or not, just give me the order, and that's surprisingly common, then if you're sending that message out, then good luck trying to get the customer to pay you on time.
So, and that brings us back to how we started this conversation, that the sales guys, the consultants, or whoever's delivering the product or service, and the people in finance all get tied together, I suppose, higher up in the tree, which is, drum roll, where the senior leadership team sits.
Yes, and senior leadership that just hives this issue off, it's going to come back and bite them. And I've seen this time and time again. You know, I've worked with some of the world's biggest companies, companies that are household names that are renowned for the quality of their products and the level of growth that they achieve, because their culture is such that they think that these things are kind of beneath them, in the sense that, you know, that's a transactional thing, don't ask me to get involved in that. Well, you neglect those things at your peril.
If you have comments, or perhaps you'd like to argue with the point, argue with us about the point, drop us a line in the commentary box next to this podcast.